I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath. Taking your time, breathing out whatever tension you feel in your body, whatever thought keeps on haunting you. Right now is about accessing your body, feeling your sit bones on the chair or couch or floor you might be sitting on. Feeling your feet touching the ground. Feeling your hands resting on your thighs. There is light in the room. You may feel the rays of the light beaming through your eyes. How about the air moving in and out of your nostrils? Today, I'm really inviting you to take your time. Mindful that whenever I'm not talking, it's just a way of yourself and myself going a little deeper in our meditation. That if there is a minute pause, I will speak again after that minute. And that the meditation will end once I will greet you goodbye. Our mind tends to get a little stressed when there is silence, when there is pause, when we're not warned. As if we cannot deal with uncertainty, we need to know what comes next in order to prepare ourselves or be ready for what might show up. But what if by really being into our body, feeling its weight drop in the chair we might be sitting on, we would somehow let go of the need for certainty, for the need to know what's next. And from there, take a little step deeper into the unknown, into uncertainty. Into what may show up that we cannot plan for. Spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle, and most spiritual teachers actually say that our deepest pains come when we reject the present moment or what life throws at us. My intention for this month, it is the 30th of January. So not for the next 2 days, but for the next month ahead, let's put it this way, is to really surrender to some kind of stillness that I feel called to embrace. So I'm gonna ask you, what do you feel called to do? You know deep down that just by being still, resting, feeling your cheekbones, on your face, coming into contact with the air, feeling the air moving through your nostrils. Somehow, you don't need to make any plans. You can just trust whatever comes to you sometimes. Instinctively, or sometimes even resisting the urge to act upon your instinct, trusting yourself. I made a little mistake here. I wanted to say butt cheeks and I said cheekbones. Anyways, we're going to continue. As you know, perfection in the imperfection. So I'm going to invite you again to take a deep inhale. And then breathing out anything and everything you no longer need. Really accessing the wisdom of the nothingness and fullness that comes with being present. Do you feel the air moving through your body? Do you feel your chest expanding on every breath? Can you hear the music playing in the background? What would you do if you had nowhere to go to? If you were completely free to do what was best for you, what would you feel called to do? Would you be staying home, going inwards? Would you be going out, traveling, looking after your children, working? What would you do? We don't know what can happen tomorrow. We were proved again, sadly, this week with the passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, with the virus in China, with the 75th Remembrance Day of 75th year of the Remembrance Day of the Holocaust. So many tragedies we cannot plan for. So many uncertainty, yet beyond the uncertainty, beyond the physicality, there is some kind of energy field we can access. And when we surrender, we can feel a deep peace, as if we're being held, we're being guided. We're being looked after as if there is not much to be done. So for the next minute and a half, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and to focus on your breathing, on the air moving in and out of your nostril, trusting again and again your longing, trusting your wisdom, trusting that you have everything that you need right now, and that you're probably exactly where you need to be. This silent period will end with the bell. That was 2 minutes. And I used a timer on an app called Insight Timer, where you can time your sitting meditation. You can also have access to guided meditations. I'm really inviting you to bow to your entire being. Grateful somehow for whatever you might have. If it is vitality that you long for, planting that intention. Going deep inside of you and checking in with yourself what it is that you truly and utterly long for, that you know will be good and beneficial for your well-being, for your health. Remembering that we all go through cycles, that what you may long for today may not be what you need in a few weeks' time. So I'm really inviting you to trust that for now, this is what you need. Uncertainty is always around the corner. Yet, what were we invited to do again and again is to rest into what is. And with peace and an open heart, surrendering to what is for us. Surfing the wave of what life throws at us. Building our resilience, our faith, and our acceptance. In the end, all we want is to feel well. Whatever we have materially, in this practice, the joy truly comes from within. Only you have the key to access that. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening.